Absolutely.
As I ask you, you're a happy woman.
Yes.
You're happy.
How can I be not happy having such children, both for the living? I went through already my life, right? The main thing what I accomplished. If I have such children, how can I not be not happy? How can I be not happy?
And I think having your belief in God and, yes, and the Jewish
only
way of life.
That's what I want to tell you. Mm-hmm. I can't even point out that God helped me. Because I remember how it was with my dressing. I liked always to be dressed nicely. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't? Yeah. Which woman doesn't like it?
No.
And a friend of mine was in the house, and she said that there is the coats now for sale. I don't know, I remember what she said. But I didn't have a coat. So my husband came in and she says to him, he says she could buy a coat. He's ogilos, you know. So I was thinking, maybe he's right. I'll go buy a coat. So I made an appointment with him to go buy a coat. Then I have to go. I called him to get someone. He said, I don't have any. So I don't have a coat. That didn't bother me. He doesn't have any money, so I'm not going, so I'm not having a coat.
Right. This is very hard for me to ask you, and you know, I feel very awkward doing it, but in Judaism, we have no set idea of what happens in Olam Haba, in the next world. What, how does Lubavitch look at
it?
And yeah, how do people?
We're looking at that, but whatever will do good things will be good for us. Mm-hmm. Whatever doing bad things will be bad for us.
But there definitely is
absolutely
something
absolutely
after.
Absolutely.
And you're not afraid of
I am afraid. For me, I'm not afraid. Who wants to go?
Nobody wants to go. But I mean, but in your life, you did many good things.
You can never, you can never say on yourself that you satisfied, you did the best.
Yeah, no. I understand, yes. But you tried to do the best.
I'm trying the best I can. I'm trying to do the best I can. I know that, like, there are a lot of Russian people. We have to work on them to make them religious.
Oh, yeah.
When they came, I tried to go out. They're living here. I just said, God, but I didn't give them too much time. But sometimes I feel guilty.
Guilty.
I feel guilty. But the hope can't be better.
Yeah, no,
I can talk Russian. It's even we are like. But if I wouldn't have any other things what to do, it's one thing, but it's all lost in the hope and the hope can. So I feel guilty. So this, you can never tell if you're satisfied. There is all of this, you can do
something
more than you're doing.
Is there the idea that someday you'll be together with your family in the next world, that everybody that you love
Look,
will be together?
I'll tell you. When I pregnant with my Sarivka, my last baby,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be
no. All right, well, why don't we just end? Should we just end and say that
thank you,
Mrs. Posner. We've really enjoyed this, and you've been very spiritual, uplifting to us. We've come away with a lot of, you know, good feelings. And
Elaine and I,
we love it. So we'll end the tape here. Now we can really talk.